scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
So what would you do for free Wi-Fi?
What would I do for a Klondike bar? I don't know.
Pretty much anything, right?
I think almost anything.
Well, apparently a lot of people would clean dirty toilets.
Huh.
22,000 people agreed to clean toilets for 1,000 hours.
1,000 hours?
1,000 hours in order to get free Wi-Fi from public Wi-Fi provider Purple. Now, the company decided to do an experiment with their terms and conditions. This is why you always got to read the terms and conditions.
Yep.
It included a paragraph in their agreement that stated the user may be required at Purple's discretion to carry out 1,000 hours of community service. Now, the list of possible duties included picking up dog poop in parks, cleaning a porta potties at local festivals and events, and even scraping chewing gum off the street. Now, the CEO says the experiment proves that it's all too easy to tick a box and consent to something unfair.
Ooh, that's hitting me hard because I just the other day had one of those boxes pop up like new terms of service. And I was like, yeah. Scroll.
I would say probably
no reading.
99% of people click the box and don't read anything in there.
Well, I would not do 1,000 hours of community service for free Wi-Fi.
I'd do like 100?
An hour. No.
Maybe?
Not even 100.
Not even
about that. That's... You probably pay the value of what you pay for it for a year is probably like 10 hours of your time.
Yeah, that's true. Good
boo.
Point.
Optometry Today claims a 67-year-old London woman recently went to the ophthalmologist because she thought she was suffering from dry eye and old age.
Okay.
Ophthalmologist, help me with my old age. The ophthalmologist found a mass of 17 contact lenses
no
in the
way.
Woman's eye.
No.
They then found 10. Doctors then found another 10. The ophthalmologist tells the site that the woman thought she had lost the lenses. It was such a large mass. All the 17 contact lenses were stuck together. We were really surprised the patient didn't notice it because it would cause quite a lot of irritation when it was sitting there. She was quite shocked. When she was seen 2 weeks later, after they removed the lenses, she said her eyes felt more comfortable. They had built up over 20 years.
You think they feel comfortable?
Johnny, I mean, you wear eye, you know, corrective
eyewear. I wear contacts every once in a while.
Do you think that's even... I mean, I have lost contacts in my eyes before, but they always come back out.
Like, just the feeling of when my contact, like, slips off of where it's supposed to be, I instantly am like, okay, I got to get this out of here. I freak out. And so, and it hurts. And it hurts after a while.
And there's only so far it can go.
Right.
There's not that much... You can't literally go behind your eyeball.
Right.
I used to think it could, but no.
I thought, I got freaked out about that.
It can't do that. It can only go so far. So that is really bizarre.
Yeah. This is crazy. So, you know, we have Uber in the area now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ABC claims that an Uber driver from Sherman Oaks, California is being hailed as a hero for helping deliver a baby.
Wow.
A pregnant woman and her husband were shopping at Whole Foods, and she went into labor. So she called Uber before getting in the car and giving birth on the way to the hospital.
Wow.
The Uber driver assisted in the delivery before calling 911. Now, medics arrived and rushed the baby and the mother to the hospital where they are fine.
I could see this being like a sideline business for maybe a paramedic.
Right.
Or something, you know, like speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I just wonder what the tip would have been for the Uber driver. That better
hopefully
be
hearty.
Big. Because that's got to pay for all the cleaning of the inside of the car.
Oh, yeah. That needs to be probably a 100% tip.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
At least.
Listen to Johnny and Megan Mornings on today's Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast.